part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott. All right, that's right. Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we're here with Papooch from the East Coast.
The Papooch.
Episode 99, part 3, the heavy metal episode!
What's going on?
What say you, Papooch?
Nada. What say you, John?
Before we get into shit or shinola, Papooch, do you think that the W was right to, what do they call that?
To live?
Scooter Libby to
commute
Scooter Libby's sentence of 30 months in jail?
To commute it? Yes, yeah. I do.
What? The fuck's wrong with you?
And why is that exactly?
Why? He did not. He commuted it. He did not say that he didn't do it. He did not get pardoned yet. And if you look at everything else that's going on, it kind of just falls right in line with everything else.
Here, let me play you a little soundbite, all right?
Well, I didn't ask you if you were surprised by it. I asked you if it was the right thing to do. Was
yes.
it the right thing to do?
Correct.
Why? Tell me why it was the right thing to do.
Correct, sir.
If they were going to do the right thing, Karl Rowe would be the one that was in jail.
Yeah, but he perjured himself. And he got
he's a politician.
Justice.
He's a politician. What politician hasn't?
Actually, he's not an elected official. So is he
is
a politician?
He's not a politician. He is a lawyer.
He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer. A lawyer
justice.
That worked on the same. He was a lawyer for Rich.
And who
when,
should know?
Clinton pardoned Rich. And that was after he served some time in jail, my friend.
So he's already been there.
No, Scooter Libby hasn't
no.
been there. Scooter Libby was an attorney for the guy who was pardoned by Clinton.
The one who went to Israel and lives in Israel because he can't come to the United States because if he does, he will still go to jail for embezzling millions of dollars.
So now
Well, how's that any difference?
The back end of the
again,
story.
That goes back to my point with what politician doesn't lie.
Oh, so I see what you're saying. It's okay as long as they're a politician. But he's not an elected official like Scott said.
He's not an elected. It doesn't matter. He's still a politician.
No, he's not. Okay, then I'm a politician too.
Yeah, me too.
You both are. And
so then we should get
idiots.
We should get off.
Yeah.
On anything. We should be able to do whatever we want. And the W should be able to phone it in and say, yeah. They don't have to serve time.
This is what the W's dad had to say about traitors.
I have nothing but contempt and anger for those who betray the trust by exposing the name of our sources. They are, in my view, the most insidious of traitors.
Yeah. That's right. What do you got to say there, huh? Huh? Papooch, huh? Hello?
What?
Ass got your tongue? What?
Douchebag.
That is one big pile of shit.
All right, right. So you think it's just a cover-up. They're just...
it is a cover-up.
Because it goes up the food chain to Rove Cheney.
Correct.
All right.
Cheney.
Mito tot to me.
And remind us again how many times you voted for the W? I can't remember.
Six or seven, bro.
Once.
Oh, it's more revisionist history.
special ed.
Wait. No, I call it the way I see it. I didn't do Ed. Well, I would have voted twice, but my vote didn't count.
Well, I voted, but I didn't inhale.
Right.
All right, then. You guys ready for shit or shinola?
Shit.
Before we turn back to politics... Quick game of shit or shinola. John is undefeated. Last game, he got all five.
All five.
Correct.
That's right.
First time in TTN history.
Let's get ready to play.
Shit or shinola.
right, John. Thank you for that introduction. And
is
remember,
it the wrong one?
Play along at home. First question tonight. Women in Great Britain gained the right to vote in 1874. Shit or shinola? 1874.
Ooh. I would say shinola all the way there.
Shinola. John says shinola. Papooch?
I will say shinola.
Shinola. You are both incorrect.
What?
Nobody's on the scoreboard. That is total shit.
Are you serious?
It wasn't until 1918 that women in Britain over the age of 30 gained the right.
Wow.
And then only due to World War I and the tireless efforts of suffragette.
Yeah. I was thinking of women's suffrage of the 1830s.
Emmeline Pankhurst and her daughter, Christabella Harriet.
Thanks.
In 1912 alone, at the age of 54, Pankhurst was jailed 12 times for her ferocious demonstrations. And it was not until 1928 that the age requirement was lowered to 21, allowing women to vote on the same terms as men. Nobody's on the board. How'd you do at home? Next question. Ralph Lorenz. Real name is Lifshitz.
Ooh.
Shinola.
Factor fucking wacko.
Shinola.
The papooch says shinola. John,
I say that shit.
Says total shit. Papooch is up 1-0.
Whoa.
Ralph Lifshitz was born in the Bronx in 1939, fashion conscious from a very young age. We know what that means, don't we, John?
I got the big.
He first gained renown with his tie designs. In 1967, he established the Polo label. In 71, Polo sewed its first line of clothing for women, inspired by Lorenz's wife's style, John.
Hold on. This just in. Lee Ermey has a question for Ralph Lifshitz.
Do you suck dicks?
That's all.
All right. Third question tonight. Papooch up 1-0.
Wow.
The country of Brazil is larger than the 48 contiguous states, United States. The country of Brazil is larger. Is that shit or shinola?
Shinola.
John says total shinola. Papooch says
shinola.
And the score remains the same. 2-1. I mean, not the score, but the
oh, he's busting you down there, Mr. Trebek.
Yeah,
he's picking the pubic hair out of his teeth.
The overall score remains the same. Papooch is still up 1, which I can't fathom at all. Over, John. 2-1.
Scott needs a haircut.
Fourth question.
So you went to the dentist.
Oh, let me read the more than 3 million square miles. Brazil takes about half the continent of South America and is larger than all 48 U.S. states combined.
No doubt, Scott.
The fifth largest country in the world. The largest is, anybody? Largest country in the world?
The largest country would be the Soviet Union.
That is right. It has a 4,600-mile coastline along the Atlantic and is home to 2.3 million square miles.
Did I say Soviet Union?
You did.
I mean Russia.
Same thing. All right.
No, it's not.
Fourth question tonight. The Star-Spangled Banner. Star-Spangled Banner was written to the tune of a drinking song. Shit or shinola?
Oh, that's shinola all the way.
That says shinola. Papooch says shinola. And the score remains the same pretty much. You know what I mean.
Pretty much.
Papooch is still up.
Wait a minute.
3-2. That is total shinola. The tune is attributed to John Stamford Smith's. To Anserone in Heaven. Anserone was a classical Greek poet who wrote of love and wine. Francis Scott Key set his lyrics to the popular pub tune to commemorate the defense of Fort McHenry during the War of 1812.
Wow.
This is our last question. If John does not get this right, this game is over. It's over.
It's over.
It's over, Johnny.
It's over either way.
Right? No. If you get it right, Papooch gets it wrong, we got sudden death.
Yeah.
Come on, either way.
He's just going to pick what I pick, so he's got to answer first.
Okay. Papooch, you got to answer first. It is estimated that lightning bolts strike Earth about 100 times per minute. Shit or shinola? 100 times per minute. Shit or shinola?
Shit.
The Papooch says total shit.
That is totally shinola all the way.
And the pooch takes this one 4-2.
Oh, no way!
That is total shit. Lightning bolts strike Earth on an average of about 100 times every second. which averages
that's a trick question.
To more than 8 million times per year. The odds of being struck by lightning in the United States in any one year are 1 in 700,000.
So why didn't you say it? I thought you said at least.
Oh, listen to this.
It is estimated that lightning bolts strike Earth about 100 times
about,
per minute.
Yeah, about.
Does your husband know that you're doing a podcast?
It's not even close.
Oh!
Oh, God.
Does
your wife know you're gay?
Rule. To avoid being struck by lightning, when you see lightning, count until you hear the thunder. If you count 30 seconds or less, the thunderstorm is within 6 miles and very, very dangerous. Move to shelter. Also, wait 30 minutes after the last clap of thunder before leaving your shelter. Lightning
stand there
continues
and count for an hour
longer
until
than
you
most
killed.
People
That's
realize.
Stupid.
And John goes down for the first time in TTN history in a Shitter Shine Ola, 4-2 to the Papooch.
Even Chris is laughing. Oh, in fact, you know what? See, Chris didn't hear last podcast. She missed out on Scott talking about the taking his son into Costco in the bathroom and just blowing out the bathroom.
Yeah.
And blowing big ass.
Blowing ass. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why Scott can't eat gluten anymore.
Yeah, I'm allergic to it.
He's allergic. His
That's
anus.
What's calling the ass blows.
Blow ass.
My tetanus is very much
call him your
better.
Boyfriend.
Much more better now.
Tetanus.
Unbelievable. Beaten by the Papooch of all.
Nice.
Hey, tell the story about, you know, when you called, when you heard, why? What made you think I was in dire straits?
Because I'm an asshole.
But besides that.
And I'll never make that mistake again.
Oh, you mean when you were in the hospital, John?
Yeah.
Yeah. Papooch did call. Do you have that?
I look it. I got it here somewhere.
So what happened is we did an April Fool's show, and we did it from the hospital.
But I really was in the hospital.
Apparently, John couldn't broadcast unless Special Ed and I brought the equipment to the hospital.
Right.
And so part one, we were in the hospital. Part two, we moved to the cathedral because it was much too noisy in the hospital.
Right. Here's the Papooch call
and
right
here's
here.
The Papooch
here
after the show.
Yeah.
The Papooch. Heard that John was in the hospital and was having a rough, I guess a week at this point, if not longer. Just checking to see how everyone's doing and to wish everybody happy Easter. I'm going to try to call over Lieutenant General to figure out if he's still admitted or if you guys are home.
If he's dead.
I'll talk to you guys later. Take care. Bye.
Did you actually call the hospital?
No.
Oh you bastard. You don't care about me.
You're right, I don't.
Hey, you're not the only one that was fooled, man. We got emails and
I heard the word whore and pressing buttons.
The word whore special ed's friend Jeremy call up. What the fuck's going on? What the fuck? What the fuck happened to John?
You sucked me in.
But I was in the hospital, man, for a good, what was it, 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had blood pressure leaking out of my eyeballs.
And tetanus.
And tetanus, yeah.
Tetanus?
Yeah.
Scott should have been a good friend and grabbed your ass and sucked it out. Lost that train of thought.
Fuck you in for a bitch starts sucking.
Speaking of health and longevity, guess who celebrated a 61st birthday this last
the
week?
The W, man.
The W, that's right.
The Jim. And he didn't even know how old he was, man.
Stupid ass. That's because chimps usually don't last that long, do they? I take that back. The chimp from Ronald Reagan's movies is still alive. Or maybe he just died.
Is he? Bubbles? Oh, no, that's...
Bonzo or whatever the hell his name was.
Yeah.
And guess what Laura is asking for the W's 61st? Please consider...
Sex?
...commemorating the W's 61st birthday with a gift. of our entire party can share. She's encouraging the Republican Party to donate $61 million.
For what?
For the Republican Party.
Oh.
For the W's birthday.
Oh.
On his 61st birthday.
That is one big pile of shit.
Oh, my God. Who are you going to vote for there, Papooch? Who do you like?
I don't know.
Hillary?
Obama. No.
Not Mitt. Mitt Romney. He likes to strap his dog to the roof of the car.
No, I think it's going to be Obama.
Obama. Yeah, it's a possibility.
Possibilities.
I even like Ron Paul. And I'd like to see, who's that other guy, that little Republican dude? He's been the badass. He's the ex-military.
He's the one who wants to abolish the income tax.
No, he's a fuck-up, that guy. No, what was his name? Chuck Hagel. I'd like to see an Obama-Hagel ticket. What happened to the good old days when the runner-up had to become vice president? Remember that?
I remember that.
That's back in the day.
Well, get this, man. The W, you know that the big news is that he commuted. That's what I meant to say.
he commuted
Scooter Libby's sentence. He was supposed to be in jail for 30 months.
Wow.
For obstructing justice and perjury in a scandal that goes clearly up to the top. Even Papucci, the Papooch, could agree with that. Kabonk. But did you know this?
Why don't you give his address out and phone number?
And here's another.
He voted for the W, so they'll love him anyway.
Here's another dry drunk symptom here. The W did not consult with the Justice Department or Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald before commuting the sentence to Scooter Libby. He also rebuffed anyone appealing for Libby. Bush ignored the usual process of running requests through the Justice Department. Lawyers instead said he made his own evaluation. Can you believe that? So the W is in the room by himself.
Right.
And he's making his own decisions. If that ain't the scariest goddamn thing to the history of this world, it's the W thinking on his own.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Internets. And did you know that a president said that the W should be impeached? Did you know that?
Which one?
James Madison.
What?
Here's what he
said. Do we need Zenu to come back and whip your ass? What are you saying?
Here's what he said. In the Constitutional Conventions, George Mason argued that the president might use his pardoning power to pardon crimes which were advised by himself or before indictment or conviction to stop inquiry and prevent detection. James Madison responded. If a president be connected in any suspicious manner with any persons, and there be grounds to believe he will shelter him, the House of Representatives can impeach him. They can remove him if found guilty. Madison went on to say, contrary to his position in the Philadelphia Convention, that the president could be suspended when suspected and his powers would devolve on the vice president, who could likewise be suspended.
They should pull his powers.
Until impeached and convicted. Yeah, so James Madison coming out and saying impeach the W from the grave. From the grave.
Think about what he did to Nollins.
Nollins. I don't know if you know this, but nearly half of all U.S. public, the U.S. public, and that includes the Papooch, wants President W. to face impeachment. And even more favor the fate for Vice President Dick Cheney.
Really? Oh, yeah. I saw that.
46%. For impeaching the W, and a 54% to impeach Cheney.
Cheney. And if you do, you'll get shot in the fucking face. How do you say that? I love when you say that. Say it, Scott. Say it.
I know I can't. I'm not like a trained monkey.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're a trained monkey. All right.
Aight. What else you got there, John?
I think we got something here from the Tony Snow.
Tony Snow.
Snow job, it says.
Is that from you? Here, listen to this shit. So some reporter asked Tony Snow, what's the deal with the W commuting this guy's sentence?
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of contradictory to his earlier positions on when he was saying, if I find anybody in this that's involved with this, they're going to lose their jobs and they're going to be punished to the full extent of the law. Remember all that shit he used to say when this first broke?
Yeah.
So the reporter asked Tony Snow about this, and here's what the Snow has to say. It's a condescending, arrogant piece of shit.
Dick. Cheney.
He you suck dick.
Cheney.
He you suck dick.
Cheney.
He you suck dick.
Cheney.
He you suck dick.
Cheney.
The jury system, but also they're what the president did is also consistent with the guidelines. You need to understand the guideline argument better. The question is, what are you using as your baseline? And the parole commission, which does this for a living, had recommended guidelines. I understand that. The president has the power to commute, and he used it, and he used it in a manner that he saw fit. That's not trying to have it both ways. What the president said is that he is not going to go in and overturn what the jury did. On the other hand, again, he thought that the penalty was excessive. He is certainly permitted to do that. You will concede that the president does have that power constitutionally. And furthermore, that this president has done it very carefully. If he had decided that he wanted to commute the sentence and get rid of all punishment but still keep intact the felony, he could have done that. But instead what he did was he said that he believes that when somebody is convicted of this punishment, it is worth having, I mean of this crime, it is certainly worth respecting the jury's decision and having significant and severe punishment. And I guarantee you, quick show of hands, how many people in this room think that $250,000 is a wrist slap, or that 2 years in probation, or in fact, the loss of your career is somehow a trivial punishment?
What a cocksucker.
He's set for life, man.
The guy's set for life. And first of all, he starts out by saying, hey, you don't understand. You're not smart enough to understand the guidelines. And here, let me interpret them for you.
Let me explain them to you through my cancer.
Yeah, and then raise your hand if you think 250 G's is, well, don't ask me the question. Ask Scooter Libby if 250 G's is a fucking drop in the bucket. It's nothing to Scooter Libby.
Yeah. It's $10.
Just ask Cheney how much he made from fucking Halliburton.
Yeah, no doubt.
And what
he
about
suck dick,
Cheney?
Fred Thompson raised like $4 million for Scooter Libby?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so 250 out of 4 million. And then Scooter gets the rest, right?
Probably.
To do whatever the fuck he wants. You don't need. Give me $4 million. I won't need a career anymore.
No doubt.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, check this out, Scott.
And the other thing that bugs me. Here's what bugs me, man.
I can't read anything anymore.
Is the W. It says excessive.
I just come here and press buttons.
The W decides that this is excessive.
Yeah.
Okay. So Iraq, that's not excessive?
No.
Fear mongering is not excessive?
It's not, Scott.
Stripping our rights in the Patriot Act, that's not excessive?
No.
Corruption in the president? In the White House is not excessive? Here's what is excessive.
It's excessive.
The W's stupidity is excessive.
It's excessive.
It's unbelievable to me.
It's excessively chimp-like.
It is.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Check this out, man. U.S. coal company linked to Colombian union leader assassinations. The bus had just left Drummond Company Inc.'s coal mine carrying about 50 workers when gunmen halted it and forced two union leaders off. They shot one on the spot, pumping four bullets into his head, and dragged the other off to be tortured and killed in a civil trial set to begin Monday before a federal jury in Birmingham, Alabama. Union lawyers have presented affidavits from two people who allege that Drummond ordered those killings, a charge the company denies. Multinationals operating in Colombia have admitted paying right-wing militias known as paramilitaries to protect their operations. But human rights activists claim the companies went further, using fighters to violently keep their labor costs down. Union leaders, former army soldiers, and ex-paramilitary fighters also allege the family-owned Drummond, which shifted most of its operations to northern Colombia in the 1990s as its Alabama veins gave out, paid and provisioned the paramilitaries as a matter of policy.
Whoa.
Yeah. Had them just executed. Right-wingers, Scott. right wingers.
What do you got to say about that, Papooch? Huh? Huh? Hello.
Is it possible for you to shut the
fuck up? It's out of sight.
I got one more W story.
Hey, look, Scott, somebody painted your self-portrait.
Hey!
Hey!
I got one more W story right here. President Bush is holding private meetings over sodas and sparkling water, in which he asked trusted advisors, why does the rest why does the rest of the world seem to hate America? Or is it just me they hate? Not generally known for intellectual curiosity.
Not known for that.
I think I ever said I'm not worried about
Bush is speaking out. I'm sorry. He's seeking out those who are engaging in philosophical exploration of the currents of history that have swept up his administration.
Up his ass.
These sessions usually today held in the Oval Office.
I have nominated an outstanding military officer, Admiral Ed Giambastiani.
These sessions, usually held in the Oval Office or the elegant living areas of the Executive Mansion, are never listed on the president's public schedule
and remain
largely unknown, even to many on his staff. To some, Bush seems alone, isolated by events beyond his control, with trusted advisors taking their leave and erstwhile friends turning
on
him.
Disassemble? That means boo-hoo. Not tell the truth?
Wah.
Kind of one of those exaggerations. Disassemble? That means not tell the truth?
Bush's setbacks are manifold. What does that mean, John? Manifold.
Manifold?
No modern president has experienced such a sustained rejection by the American public. Bush's approval rating slipped below 50 in January 2005 and has not topped that level in 30 months. The last president mired under 50% so long was Harry Truman. Even Nixon didn't fall below 50%
right.
until 16 months before he resigned. Do we have time to go over to W's woes? Do we have time for that?
His woes?
His woes?
Yeah, sure.
Hurricane Katrina, Jack Abramoff, Harriet Myers, Scooter Libby, Alberto Gonzalez, Monica Goodling, Dick Cheney, Valerie Plame, Joe Wilson, Colin Powell, Lawrence Wilkerson, Fulaha, Abu Ghraib, Paul Wolfowitz, immigration, CIA prisons, torture, Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo, wireless wiretapping. The estate tax, Social Security, darpin. Osama bin Laden, journalist, faltering Republican allies, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, John Conyers, Patrick Leahy, Henry Waxman, Democratic Congress, and Iraq. Perhaps the most salient victories were the appointment of two conservative bona fides to the Supreme Court, John Roberts and Sam Alito, which have in recent days shown they will leave a lasting conservative legacy, John.
Oh, yeah. How about this? Today, it was revealed that prior to the Iraq War, then Secretary of State Colin Powell spent 2.5 hours trying in vain to convince President George W. Bush not to invade. He said, I tried to avoid this war, Powell told the Aspen Ideas Festival in Colorado, reports Sarah Baxter in the Sunday Times. Powell said, he walked Bush through the risks of becoming an occupying force in an Arab country. The sectarian violence in Iraq has escalated to the point of civil war, said Powell, and one that U.S. forces cannot resolve. Baxter points to plans being drawn up by Defense Secretary Robert Gates to begin a slow troop reduction to pre-surge levels as signs that the views of Powell and other critics of the war are finally being heard in the Pentagon, if not yet in the White House. Powell also asserts that any reduction in U.S. troops must be accompanied by diplomatic measures with Syria and Iran, writes Baxter. However, Powell may have a hard time convincing the anti-war public of his message. So he fucked it up.
He needed to bring some bananas. Then he could have convinced the chimp.
Yeah, here, just...
Here, I'll give you this banana.
Have a banana.
Press the red lever, and we'll end this thing. Hold on. This just in, before we get the door. This just in, John. The White House has decided to defy Congress's latest demand for information regarding the dismissal of 9 U.S. attorneys. Sources familiar with the decision said yesterday, such an action would escalate the constitutional struggle and propel this argument closer to a court showdown. So is going to stake his whole presidency on this Alberto Gonzalez.
What a dumb
piece
ass.
Of shit. All right, let me get the door.
All right. Should have sent Papooch to get the door. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Man. Come on in.
Goodbye, Ed. Goodbye back.
All right, man. And we got the Papooch on the line.
The Papooch.
Hello, Phil.
He's not here yet. He's got to get into his news.
He's got to get his cans on and stuff.
Getting into his little news.
He's still getting into the car?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Let me get back in. But,
Well, hello there, Joe. Scott.
Hey, Phil. What's up, buddy?
Not too much. How are you?
good.
Hello,
How about,
Phil.
The Papooch is here. Papooch. Joining us from the East Coast.
That's fascinating.
What's going on?
That is out of sight.
He has a lot to say on this podcast.
I'm not very social. I'm a news man.
Who the fuck said that?
You're not.
That's what I'm trained to do, John.
Trained to.
Trained news.
Just
man.
Read the That's news. Right.
Read the news.
Are you ready to read the news?
I can't small talk with people, much less the Papooch. I need an exchange of ideas, John. Is
right,
what I need to
right.
Have a conversation, and I just don't feel I'd get that when I talk to the Papooch.
Oh, man.
Soylent Green made out of people.
All right, then.
All right, John, whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Charlton Heston checking in. Ready, Phil?
Of course, I'm always ready.
Ready, Papooch?
I am. Just to have Scott push up Phil's stool.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
Push up stool or push in?
I don't remember.
First story tonight, John. Taxi driver finds $70,000 left behind by a passenger. Taxi driver can't pay hospital bills for his sick wife. Sick wife. Taxi driver owes rent. Taxi driver returns money. Taxi driver's reward? $32. Next story, John.
Oh, man.
Votech administrator suspended after punching student who gave him a titty twister. A 60-year-old Bucks County Votech administrator punched a 15-year-old student who touched the man's nipple. Ronald L. Barrett, who handled student discipline, said Friday there's been a long-running problem with some boys' nipple twisting at Upper Bucks County Vocational Technical School. On June 7th, Barrett and other staff members were standing at the cafeteria entrance to prevent students from leaving until buses arrived to take them to Penridge High. A boy in the crowd reached out and touched him, Barrett said. It was me, jerk, he said. I admit that I did bombard this kid with a couple of punches to his face and shoulders.
Face?
I didn't want anyone touching my nipple. If this would have happened to a female, what would have happened then? Barrett, who was charged Monday with simple assault, said he was given off the following week and last week of school without pay. Next story, John. Police break into an apartment after neighbors complain of nasty smell.
Ooh.
They don't find a dead body, just a tenant with really bad foot odor asleep next to a pile of foul-smelling laundry. Next story, John. Man dies after tombstone jumping. Ironically, now he gets one. A middle-aged man drowned and another was seriously injured when they jumped into the sea off a pier in Essex in a stunt known as tombstoning. The two men, both believed to be in their 40s, were found face down in the sea by lifeboat crews after jumping off a pier at Clinton, Essex on Saturday. Emergency services were altered at about 18:30 BST when five men,
BST?
Fully clothed, British Central Time,
Central
police said they were not treating the incident as suspicious. But police added they were preparing a report for the coroner. The report was a fat middle-aged man jumping off Clayton Pier into the sea, said the spokesman for the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency. Two men were reported to be unconscious in the water. Next story, John.
I might be one of the biggest cocks on the planet.
Man, a man disguised as a tree. A man disguised as a tree.
I've read this story.
Robs a bank. Quickly leaves. Police are stumped. Next story, John.
Oh, hold on a second.
After spending a year out of the headlines, attention whore and would-be JonBenet killer, John Mark Carr arrested after domestic disturbance. John Mark Carr, who made the turned out to be a bogus claim of killing JonBenet Ramsey, was jailed today in a dispute argument at his father's house in suburban Atlanta. Officers received a 911 call late Friday from the house about an argument between Carr, get this, John, his girlfriend, yeah, right, and his father. Said Sandy Springs Police Lieutenant Steve Rose. Officers took Carr to the hospital after he complained of chest pains and took him to jail this morning, Rose said. No other details were immediately released. Next story, John.
A sphincter says what?
After 33 years of knocking on doors, Jehovah's Witness concedes she hasn't convinced more than five people to take up Bible study.
Ah.
Next story, John, and these are all out of the UK. Indoor smoking per van.
British Central Time, BST.
Indoor smoking ban prevents robbery at bingo hall by masked swordsmen.
Swordsmen.
Smokers help thwart a robber who marched into their bingo hall with a samurai sword. Because the new ban means that they were forced to stand outside to light up. Punters sprang into action after spotting the masked man. I'm sorry, the mask Yob. Spotting the mask Yob walking into the Mecca venue, they ran inside and alerted security staff who arrested him to the ground. Next story time. Cops rushed to farm to put a kinky teenager under arrest. I'm sorry. Cops rushed to farm to put a kinky teenager under arrest.
Under?
After he was seen romping with a cow.
What?
A shocked passerby rang 999 after seeing the youth wearing only black briefs having sex with a steer at 4:30 a.m. By the time officers arrived, they fled by nighttime patrols are on alert in case he strikes again. Farmer Richard Parrish was stunned to hear what had happened to the cow, one of three rare English longhorns in the field.
Whoa.
He said, English longhorns are lovely animals, but not that lovely. My mates are having a right laugh about milking it for all it's worth. Next story, John. More British residents buying their clothes in supermarkets than clothing stores. No comment from Paulie B. Next story, John.
Oh, God.
And this is our last story tonight. Muslims with a long history with Al-Qaeda and who have attended terrorism training camps in Pakistan allowed to keep their jobs with British police because it would be politically incorrect to fire them. I'm sorry, that is not our last story. This is our last story tonight, John.
Swinging for the fences.
United Nations says world drug problem under control. Get that, John? United Nations says world drug problem under control. Also states that Preston Buttons has large hands.
Oh!
And that's the news, John.
All right.
All right, thanks, Phil.
Thank you, John. And, you know, I heard that the arrow of my shorts extended to John and Scott an invitation to participate in their 100th episode. I also have something I would like to contribute to the arrow of my shorts with the word whore and pressing button 100th episode. Not tonight. I will prepare for this, and if we have time, it's something we would pre-record and that I could also, Phil McCracken Whitcomb, be a part of. The air out my shorts.
That's out of sight. All right.
That's all right with you.
Get the fuck out.
All right, I'll be leaving now.
All right, bye-bye.
Later, Babooch.
Bye-bye.
Step my stool in. I'm going to push the stool in.
There he goes. Out the door. There you go, you pixie. All right.
Later.
Shave your back.
Shave your back.
All right, then.
All right. Well, that's. I think that concludes.
That concludes 99 part three
with special guest the Papooch.
The big 100 coming up next, John. Big 100. Yeah. Unless we do an ad hoc.
Well, thanks for calling, Pooch.
Anytime.
Any closing statements?
Light the stinger for Spike and Rachel.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
That was excellent work.
All right. Well, take it easy, man. It was good hearing from you.
You guys take it easy.
All right.
See you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right. That's it.
It's all the time we have tonight.
It's all the time
John.
We have tonight.
That's right, John.
We wish more people would call in. The phone lines were open.
I have some good news, John.
Do you?
Matt and Brendan may have a podcast. You know what that means.
What does that mean exactly?
We can bring clips of that in and make fun of it.
Oh, great.
It's out of sight. And I do have to, I'm still going to bring in a clip of the Smodcast.
Oh, yeah.
Where Kevin Smith has the greatest idea for the W. There's no way the W is going to get back up 50%. But Kevin Smith has an idea for the W to get 75% approval. And I think it's brilliant, so I'm going to bring a clip in.
No doubt. All right, well, that's all the time we have for this week. Stay tuned for next week. I think we're going to do 100, and then Scott will no longer be allowed to podcast.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily true. I think we'll do 100, maybe take a hiatus.
What?
Talk about...
What's
well,
a hiatus? What does that mean?
Like, we'll start again in... what's the last holiday of the summer? Labor Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take a hiatus to Labor Day because my weekends are going to be booked because I got to drive my daughter to camp, North Carolina. I got to take her. I got to pick her up.
North Carolina?
Yeah. She's going away to North Carolina for all girls camp.
Ah.
So, and then I got other crap going on the weekends. It's going to be hard to get shows in anyway.
Oh, I could get somebody else to do it.
Oh, you could do that.
Yeah.
If you want. But I'd also like to discuss, maybe not on air, maybe on air, I don't know, about kind of refocusing and talking after 100 episodes, what we thought was successful and what we thought we can drop. And
That's retarded.
How we can maybe format the show. I have some ideas
about the show.
Including God and Satan on a regular basis.
I see.
I also have some ideas for Phil. Maybe give Phil a little bit of an expanded role. I know that Phil's talking about doing interviews. He'd like to do some interviews and bring him in. And some other ideas like that.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. I guess 100 will be our last episode. All right. Well,
not necessarily,
it's been all been said here. If anybody knows Scott from all the shows,
true.
You have figured out by now that that's what he's really saying. So, all right then.
Perception is reality, John.
That's right. It sure is.
That's your perception.
No.
It's not my perception.
No. Machiavellian.
It's not my reality.
So the W's perception is the reality for the country. I see what you're saying. Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Hey, that's the reality, but
blah, 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 blah,
doesn't make
blah.
Me feel good, but that's the way it is.
Yeah. All right, then. Thanks for sticking around. All right. Bye-bye.
You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.